flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
All right, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Let's update you on a couple of things quickly here, Jones, as it relates to the baseball talk that we've had today. Red Sox haven't gotten anybody yet. Aroldis Chapman a week ago.
Yeah.
Sorry, I misspoke. They didn't get anybody good. They're flying off the board. Juan Soto, Max Fried, etc. Corbin Burns doesn't sound like they want to go down that road. We do have an updated number on what the Red Sox offered for Max Fried, who set a record for lefty pitchers.
Well, as you quote tweeted Jeff Passan yesterday, they must have been close.
Also close.
So close.
So Joel Sherman says the Red Sox were at 7 years, $190 million with a willingness to go up, but with deferrals.
There it is.
Yeah.
So
give you that money, not all right now.
So fewer years, less money.
Less years, less money.
And you also might have to wait for it.
Yeah. You like that Bobby Bonilla deal?
That
you like that deal?
That didn't get him Max Fried. I'm shocked.
Huh. So is that a John Henry issue or a Craig Breslow issue?
I mean, to me, that is Henry.
That one definitely.
Like I'm not. You can criticize Breslow for his return for Chris Sale, just like you can criticize the return and Chaim Bloom for the return for Mookie Betts, not extending for Seth Lugo. Those are Breslow level criticisms, and they're fair.
Yeah,
wanting to defer money to Max Fried, not going to an eighth year and not matching the money. That's ownership.
Now another update. An update to the updates. Speaking of Craig Breslow, he apparently was supposed to be on the MLB Network's midday show.
Oh?
Canceled.
Oh!
Canceled. Now, you know what that could mean? Talking to Nick Pivetta. He could be on the horn right now with Nick Pivetta. He can't go on his show. He was scheduled to be on there.
Well, I guess what happened is yesterday.
This is
Nick
good.
Nick was telling me this secondhand. I guess yesterday, Brian Cashman was scheduled to go on the same program and had to cancel last second, and they wound up signing Max Fried.
Okay.
And so maybe some of that's going on. Did you have the Carrabas tweet as well? Was this part of your news?
No, throw that in. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Carrabas, in the last 10 minutes or so, the streets is talking.
That's it.
That's it.
That was the tweet?
That's all.
That was the full tweet?
Yeah. Let your mind
run out of characters?
Let your mind wander.
All right, so he's kind of teasing us a little bit.
Yeah, now, and
now,
I
would he do that for Nick Pivetta?
No.
I would hope not.
I will tell you, the last 24 hours of Carrabas' timeline is a lot of smoking, like, 16 cigarettes at one time.
He's smoking a lot of cigarettes at once. Yeah.
It's an individual who's down bad, pretty upset.
He talked himself into Soto and Burns.
So the streets is talking. That doesn't mean they're getting anything done, but
carnage in the streets.
Let's see where that goes, since Breslow canceled his media availability on the MLB Network.
All right.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Joe Burrow becomes the latest NFL player to have his house broken into whilst playing on primetime.
Mm.
So Monday Night Football, Simpsons cast, Bengals and Cowboys. And at his home, there was a burglary attempt. Also at his home.
This is where I thought you were going.
Well, yeah. Also at his home was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Olivia Ponton, I believe.
I think that's right.
Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, she's the one who called 911, right?
Well, she called her mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's the one. There's a call of her calling up, not about the burglary, right?
So she was in the house when the burglary attempt happened, and then she called her mom, and then her mom called 911.
That's what it was. I'm sorry.
And it kind of went from there. She claimed to be employed by Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know that we want to know.
So was Burrow's girlfriend at the game, and then his mistress was at the house?
Could be.
Although I don't know if he's still with his girlfriend. He's had a long on-again, off-again girlfriend, I believe. So not to get him in trouble for this.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm saying I don't know if she's the only lady in town. I don't know for sure.
Her
what do
excuse
I know?
For being there was I do work for Joe Burrow. I get what you're saying.
She's like, I update all his software.
The oldest job.
She's his IT guy. Yeah. I make sure everything is running at the current update.
Yeah.
Make sure his phone updates when it needs to.
I was unfamiliar with her work.
I don't know what she was doing there.
I was not overly familiar with her work.
Have you seen her now?
I've become familiar, yes.
Yeah. But she's good at what she does.
God, it sounds like she's doing nice work around the house.
I don't know what Burrow's paying for.
Yeah. I mean, not to paint her into a corner, but she's doing nice work at the residence, I should say.
So something was happening.
Not housework.
But if you were house sitting.
Uh-huh.
And a burglar attempt happened. Would your first call be to your mom and then have her call 911? It seems like you're kind of an unnecessary
Again,
extra step.
Not to paint with a broad brush, but right. I don't.
Okay.
You know, I don't know that her instincts
unless her
are
instincts,
her strong suit.
Or maybe they are. And she's thinking that I don't want to be. I can't tell people that I'm here.
Right.
So if I make somebody else make the call.
Hmm.
But did you hear the 911 call? She's like, she's at Joe Burrow's house.
Nice.
I'm like, all right.
So, but is this all part of the same?
Yeah, this is legit,
like, transnational
kind of a messed
gang
up thing.
Breaking into all these athletes' homes.
Yes,
it sounds like.
Like, if you're a good player and you play on a primetime game, like, you need to have like a guard outside your house.
Yeah,
I would get alligators. I would make a moat. I would train an eagle.
Smart.
I would have all kinds of stuff.
That's a good plan.
Guys with guns. Guys with swords.
Alligator or crocodile? Which one was more aggressive?
Crocodile.
Yeah, it's crocodile. You don't want to mess with crocodile.
So I'd have 2-3 crocodiles.
Alligators look more like dinosaurs.
Crocodiles in the moat.
Yep.
I'd obviously have a moat if
Smart.
I was rich and famous.
Yeah, drawbridge?
I would have two. Yeah, drawbridge.
Yeah, drawbridge, yeah.
Which would be up, obviously.
Yeah, so well, you'd like to leave that in the three leave that in the up position, yeah.
I'd have 2-3 eagles, because you know how people can kind of get in from the air. I'd have trained eagles around the house. I'd have a guy with a sword in the house. I'd have a guy with guns in the house.
You know what beats a bad guy with a sword?
Bad guy with a gun.
Well, good guy with a sword. But then also.
Oh, and then on top of that, greater than.
Yeah, there's a whole flow chart.
So I would have all those guys lined up at my house, protecting my PS5.
Smart. That's
Nobody
real smart.
They wouldn't steal one of them.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, transnational gangs.
Like, hey, I'm on Thursday Night Football. Go ahead. Come to my house. Here's my address, in fact. Here's my address. Good luck. But something's up. They need to figure this stuff out. It's not good.
The world is a grab bag.
Blue Jays made a trade.
Oh,
they
good.
Got Andrés Giménez.
Hang on, you're allowed to do
second
that?
Second baseman from Cleveland. I didn't think you were allowed.
I didn't think you were allowed to do that.
Yeah, Gold Glover from the Cleveland Guardians going to the Blue Jays. So making a deal.
Nice.
Look at that.
Good job. Teams in the division, no less, making moves.
Wow. Making moves, feeling good about themselves.
Ma'am, what'd they do with Lieutenant?
Grab bag.
Forgot to tell you, we got more Forrest Gump grab bags. There's like a bunch of them.
That individual tweeted at you and I. Yeah. I don't have the name in front. Mark, maybe?
Yeah.
He tweeted at me and he said, in my defense, I didn't know you guys were going to play them all consecutively.
My given name is Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me
Grab Bag.
It's too much. It's too much.
There's some deep cuts there.
There's too many of them, I would have to say. But listen, the guy's going out there doing the best he can.
And you found
Grab Bag.
I know.
I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him, so.
It's honestly too many. Well, it's too many, but we appreciate you sending them in. Keith@WEEI.com.
It's like a 2.5 hour long movie. We got more than that.
The whole thing's chopped up with grab bags in them. So that's what we're dealing with now. The Buffalo Bills have added 10 owner partners to their group. So much like, you know, Tom Brady now owns the Raiders.
Yeah.
Including.
They brought in some limited partners.
Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady.
Nice.
T-Mac.
Yeah.
And Vince Sanity. Half man, half amazing.
I didn't.
Now owns the club.
Has something gone on with athletes? I thought athletes used to lose all their money. Now they're all buying parts of NFL teams. Yeah.
Now they're smart with their money. Yeah. And there's so much more of it.
Yeah. It must have been that. Yeah. Well, there's that.
Those guys made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not as much as the guys today.
How long were they together?
Not long enough.
Yeah. It was like a 4-year run?
Although it was because of that you now have the Canadian boom. You would not have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander Andrew Wiggins and all these guys that played in Canada or from Canada if it wasn't for Vince Carter. And T-Mac, but they weren't together long because then T-Mac went to Houston and played with Yao for a while. Wasn't that? Didn't he go from?
No, he went to Orlando.
Oh, then Orlando. Then he went to Houston. Yeah. You're right. He was great.
Well,
T-Mac?
Very good.
Did I ever tell you the story?
You have him in the Hall of Fame. I'm sure he's in the Hall of Fame.
T-Mac? Oh,
right?
Hell yeah.
He's legitimately in the Hall of Fame, but they put everyone in there. He'd be in your giant Hall. You claim to be a small Hall guy, but you're not. Everybody's in there.
I told you my T-Mac story. When I was covering the Celtics for a couple years, and by covering the Celtics, I just went and got sound and watched the games.
Yeah, jammed a microphone in people's faces.
Yeah, that's
I like to say I covered teams, too.
So
I
would always try to grab one player from the road team and do like a quick interview, like 5-6 questions, interview, and then whatever. And so this was at the end of his career. He's with the Hawks. And so he's sitting there, and Tracy McGrady's there. I'm like, I got to go talk to T-Mac. So I go up to T-Mac. I'm like, hey, do you have time for a couple questions? He's like, nah, man. Like, I let the young guys do that now. I don't really do that now. And I was like, all right, I just wanted to say, like, I was a big fan. Like, you're a great player to watch. He's like, oh, that's what's up. And he was like, he changed his tune. Like, I don't know if he thought I was going to ask him serious questions.
So you do the interview?
No.
Oh.
But we just talked about how great he was.
Okay, good.
You appreciate that. Good.
Yeah. You should have 10 questions. Man to man to man.
I was like, let me ask you this. Would you rather be really hot or really cold? He's like, get the hell out of here.
What do you fold or do you crinkle toilet paper?
He's like, I'll never tell you that.
A noble
grab bag.
Embiggens the smallest man.
There was a video making the rounds yesterday, late in the show, maybe right after the show.
Go on.
Brett Favre and Mark Gastineau.
I saw this, yeah.
So Mark Gastineau, famously the father of the Gastineau Girls, which was a show on E! For like a season. He was part of the New York Sack Exchange, had a bunch of sacks. Michael Strahan broke his sack record, and they were at some, you know...
Looked like card signing an autograph type of thing.
Like one of those kind of expos conventions.
Yeah.
And Favre goes over to shake his hand, just be like, oh, hey, what's up? And Gastineau's really upset. And he's like, you hurt me. So Brett Favre, when Michael Strahan got the sack record, some of you may remember, it was the last game against the Packers. Michael Strahan was clear in on him, and Brett Favre just took a dive, fell down, and Strahan tagged him, got the record-breaking sack. Gastineau still upset about this. He was like, Brett Favre.
Have they never run into each other over all the years? That's what's shocking
not.
To me. It's like he's just been holding on it. He's like, if I ever see that Brett Favre.
I'm not entirely sure.
I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
I'm not entirely sure the elevator goes all the way to the top on Gastineau based on this conversation. I also looked
Brett
up
Favre's
this.
Like, we've met hundreds
of times. We had the same conversation, Mark. I told you I'm sorry, dude.
Every time he runs into him, he's like,
you hurt me.
Here's Gastineau again.
He's like, I wasn't trying to hurt you. And then so Brett Favre, I didn't even read it all. He did a 12-tweet thread apologizing to the Gastineau.
The second I see the little thread emoji, I'm like, I'm out.
TLDR.
I'm not reading it.
I'm out.
I saw he put the thread emoji, and I'm like, I don't need a Brett Favre thread in my life.
So Mark Gastineau, mad that Brett Favre took a dive, right? Yep. That's his whole thing. Can I read something to you?
Yeah.
Mark Gastineau, in 1991, began a career in boxing, which lasted 5 years. In his first fight, Gastineau knocked out Derek Dukes in the first round. Dukes, a professional wrestler, later admitted he took a dive.
Oh, no.
Yes. TV Magazine in 60 Minutes interviewed several others that fought Gastineau and were told to take dives to make Gastineau look good. His whole boxing career was a sham. Guys took dives
for
a moment.
I don't believe it.
Yeah,
no,
seriously.
Right, exactly.
That doesn't sound right.
But anyway, he's still holding a grudge.
A guy who's upset, holding a grudge. Yeah. I know you're pro grudge holding.
I do like a grudge, but this one seems...
But you gotta have the moral high ground with your grudge holding.
Hypocrite City.
He does not.
Population Gastineau. Although, in a matchup between those two, I'm like, I don't care. Double KO would be great. Yeah, I'm not a fan of either one.
Not real easy to... I didn't realize this Gastineau stuff, but I would have been on his side prior to this, yeah.
This just into the news desk. Looks like we got a new...
Nice.
Love, playing two hand touch, eating way too much, watching my team win with the
grab bag.
Nice. Apparently, according to Nesson, it looks like the New York Mets are going to meet with Nick Pivetta. So maybe they don't get Nick Pivetta.
Oh, boy.
Maybe they're going to be out on that. That would be a sad day.
I will be entirely consistent on this. I hope somebody
now
else.
Now what are we going to do?
Look, I'll take less than Nick Pivetta. If that's all you're getting anyway, I don't want him.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Grab bag?
Nick passed this along. Apparently, an Ohio State rep wants to make flag planting a felony. After the latest Ohio State Michigan
brawl. Throw him in prison.
Does not want flag planting.
Well, you heard.
I like flag planting.
Once we informed Dietrich Wise of what happened, he was pretty outraged. He's like, oh, wow. He's like, whoa.
You want to do the fighting? Do the fighting on the field.
I think he almost said throw him in prison. I think he was right there.
Cussed.
Felony.
That's true.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we're going with a starting pitcher today who had a 16-year career. He played for the Cubs, the Mets, the Orioles, the Devil Rays, and the Blue Jays. Most of his games were spent between the Cubs and the Mets. Those other three teams, not as much. He was a one-time All-Star.
What year?
Right-handed starter. He was an All-Star in the 96 season, broke into the majors in 1993, retired after the 2008 season. So a long career.
96 All-Star with who?
With the Cubbies. 143 career wins, 4.39 career ERA. Over 1,500 strikeouts, over 2,500 career innings. He was a hoss in the 90s. He'd get you 200 innings. No, he'd roll out of bed, get you 200 innings.
I feel like I'm retaining very little of this for some reason today. He's righty.
He's a right-handed pitcher.
Cubs and who prominently?
Cubs and Mets.
Cubs and Mets, thank you.
O's,
and an All-Star, in 96.
96 All-Star, where he went 13-9 with a 303 earned run average. That's probably his best year. Oh, yeah, for sure his best year.
Nothing.
Coming up, nothing, huh?
An All-Star.
Right-hander.
96 All-Star.
Yep, 96 All-Star. Cubs. I remember for the Cubs.
Nick Pivetta.
It's not Nick Pivetta. I think the Twitch chat has it.
Do they? Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think I did see it's not... It's not one of the names in there. Steve Traxel.
He got it.
Steve Tampa. There you go.
Steve Traxel.
Steve Traxel pops into my head because I can't remember if he gave up 61 or 70 to Maguire.
Makes sense because like he pitched for the Cubs, so he had Sosa on his team, and then going up against Maguire. I think it might have been.
Might have piped one.
61.
I guess in that, well, maybe he wouldn't. I think Maguire was getting grooved a few pitches there, but I don't think the Cubs would
not
do that.
Not by Traxel.
Yeah, no, it's
no,
a good point.
Chasing him.
It's a good point. I take it back. I strike
but
him on the record.
Plunking him.
How dare I? Yeah. Compare Steve Traxel to a Mark Gastineau or a Brett Favre type.
There you go.
He gave up 61.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
Memory.
Good call.
Memory, Bill.
I mean, we couldn't come up with him on our own, but good. Once the name was out there, good
62.
Job.
Oh, the record breaker.
Okay. Wow. All right. How about that?
Roger Maris's kid's like, not my record holder.
I'm a little insulted that Keefe didn't do the NBA player of the day with the NBA Cup going on. That feels like a personal protest.
We were pressed
by Keefe.
For time.
That feels like a personal protest.
No, we were
by
pressed
Keefe.
For time.
Throwing it right in my face.
Couldn't do it.
That is the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. Let's check in with WEEI Afternoons, our Camden Hart, see what they have coming up, and the clip du jour next.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
This
is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Oh, we told you the streets is talking
about
the Red Sox.
Yes, Jones.
Julian McWilliams, Boston Globe, source. Red Sox on the verge of trading for Garrett Crochet.
Look out!
The deal includes top prospect Kyle Teal.
All right.
and none of the other big-name prospects.
Holy mackerel.
So it was Marcelo Meyer's name that was out there earlier in the week, maybe even late last week. Red Sox hang on to Meyer. They hang on to Roman Anthony. They hang on to Christian Campbell. They have landed Garrett Crochet from the White Sox, according to Julian McWilliams of the Boston Globe. I would give that a standing ovation.
That's excellent. No, that's excellent. That's a real guy. That is a guy who's better than anybody else that you have. Now, the questions with Crochet, you remember last year at the trade deadline, it was, I'm only going to go somewhere if I get a new contract, and I won't pitch out of the bullpen. I won't even pitch for you unless I get a contract. So there was a lot of stuff going on last year because he was one of the big names that was out there. The White Sox were obviously terrible. He had a really good year. 146 innings pitched, but 209 strikeouts and a 3.58 ERA. He is only 25 years old. So that is a massive. Now, I'm just curious. He's arbitration eligible until 2027.
Yeah, they should pay him right now.
If
you're worried about paying pitchers $200, $250, $300 million, they should pay him right now. Jeff Passan, this is when reporters get territorial.
Oh, boy.
Breaking. Yeah, Red Sox are finalizing a trade to acquire left-hander Garrett Crochet from the White Sox. Sources tell ESPN he doesn't have any prospects involved, but he says the deal is in the medical phase. Not official.
Oh, boy.
But trending towards it.
Does he say that Julian McNichols had it first or McWilliams?
He does not. No. Julian McWilliams.
McNichols?
Is he a player?
Yeah, Jeremy McNichols.
Jeremy McNichols.
Yeah, he scored some touchdowns. Christy
McNichols from Empty Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good one. I can't know everybody.
Is it really credit if you don't credit the right name?
Julian, I got around to it.
McWilliams, that's a good point, Hart. Julian McWilliams did not say it's done either.
Oh, boy.
He said on
and
the
this
Verge.
This thing better get done.
No, no. Look, I'm still pissed they're not signing free agents, and it's annoying, but
this is good.
I mean, you got the breaking news thing, it kind of has to happen now.
Yeah. That's true. It's locked
it has
in.
To go through.
If you're gonna
it's
get,
radio science.
If you're not going to get uncomfortable spending, you better get uncomfortable with the prospects. We said this earlier in the show. Crochet might have been the gem of the trade market, and they landed him. So I'm sure WEEI Afternoons. More on this breaking news. Great news for the Red Sox. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift this year. 99 Restaurant gift cards are the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. It's the 99 Restaurant. Wonderful, wonderful place. And wonderful that the Red Sox have made this move. Now, I know you guys have Schefter and Scal. I imagine you rip out the front page and this is what you're talking today, yeah?
Yeah, we were going to rip them for not doing anything, but now we have to change that at least.
Changes everything.
Morosi just confirmed. Crochet has been dealt to the Red Sox.
Okay. So there it is. It sounds like Kyle Teal and Moore is what it sounds like. So stay tuned.
Sounds good to me. Good deal.
All your reactions, 617-779-7937. The guys will react to it here. We'll react to it tomorrow. And we'll scream at each other here for our show outing as we try to solve some escape rooms,
puzzles, mind teasers,
drink some beers, and then we'll be nice and liquored up to react to this tomorrow on Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.